Adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I know you're feeling a bit awestruck at this moment. History runs through this building. And now you're among a select few to share in this privilege. And for those of you who are returning, who've walked these aisles before, maybe it's time we get a little awestruck again.
You're listening to John Boehner, the clinker of the house. Welcome to the Savage Nation. I'm not going to talk about that. We know what that is. He's a front man for the same power structure that gave us the unknown senator from Illinois, Barack Obama, the very same power structure that gave handouts to Captain Morgan, General Electric, and, of course, the producers of violence and pornography in Hollywood, biodiesel producers, wind turbine makers, and so forth. Billions of dollars. In fact, the exact amount has been tallied. While telling us to pay our fair share, there were approximately, I'll get the exact number, it's close to $100 billion, 700, I don't even know, who knows, hundreds of billions, doesn't matter. Hundreds of billions here, billions there. Whatever you wanted, you could buy from Barack Hussein Obama. GE, of course, was at the top of the list. So far as I know, General Electric is the most shameful company in American history. Not paying any taxes, I'll say zero. Zero on U.S. income owing to their close friendship with Barack Hussein Obama. So what's the point of talking about it? Ben Franklin said the only assurances we have are death and taxes. Death and taxes. Now, after the government takes 110% from us and gives back 10% and says, you see, we're not that bad, I then will assume that they've taken enough from us until they find out that, like Truns used to say about the pig, after they slaughtered it, they said that they use every part of the pig except the squeal. I suppose Obama has the same view of the taxpayer. You know, the other night I was walking around in the dark before the show at San Francisco's KSFO studios. And I was in downtown San Francisco, a beautiful city, despite the human slime that inhabits the city. And I was looking at working people coming home, mainly people in their 30s around the radio station, 30-somethings rushing home after work. And I asked myself a simple question. Do you really think that they care about taxing the rich? Well, it's a winning story for the Democrat Marxists, and it has been a losing plot for the Republicans. And what these people in the streets might care about are the mega corporations who pay low or no taxes because they supported Obama. Would you like a list of them? Let's put General Electric at the top. I don't think any of these working people would be happy to learn that General Electric, along with other companies, pay no taxes on U.S. income or very low taxes on U.S. income. Even they would probably get offended by that, the so-called hipsters or progressives. Who knows? I don't know if they care about that. I don't know what anyone cares about at all, to be honest with you. I know what I care about. To me, the buck stops at national security. And last night when I discovered that Al Gore-Zira had become one, the merging between Al Corleone and Al Jazeera, the propaganda arm of Hamas, to those who have studied it, I was shocked. And I'm glad to see that the golfer came back from vacation today and copied my story almost verbatim. It's good to know that the golfer has producers who listen to my show and transcribe it for him. But to me, the biggest story of the day is Al Gore-Zira. And when I learned that Dianne Feinstein's husband, Dick Blum, owned 25% of Al Corleone's failed TV outfit and would make money on it, I was shocked how a sitting senator with access to such sensitive security information could have a husband who cashes in on an Al Jazeera acquisition of an investment is incomprehensible to me. Well, at least it would have been. And what's the point of my talking about it? Do you think it's still worth talking about the sale of Al Jazeera? Do you think it, the purchase, excuse me, of Al Jazeera, of Current TV, do you think it's still worthy of discussion? I mean, I talked about it last night for 2 hours. You were incensed by the story when they took over the low-rated cable channel that was founded by Al Corleone and his business partners, including Dianne Feinstein's husband, Dick Blum, and others. You were shocked by this. What you don't know is that the FCC has no control whatsoever over cable television, and therefore they cannot have any oversight over the sale to this enemy of America. Now you say, well, is it really an enemy of America, Michael? Isn't it just another viewpoint? Well, let's look into that. Let's look into that. You know, in the 1930s, the Germans were very smart. As the Nazi Party was being built up, they had a German-American Bund operating here in this country, which tried to convince Americans that Germany was not its enemy, that Americans and Germans had a lot in common. They even had a rally in Madison Square Garden with two flags up on the podium, and one big flag picture of George Washington and the other flag picture of Adolf Hitler. That was the German-American Bund. As far as I am concerned, Al Jazeera is the equivalent of the German-American Bund in the 1930s. Make no mistake about it. Al Jazeera was one of the biggest cheerleaders for the overthrow of Mr. Mubarak. Mr. Mubarak was our best friend in the Middle East for over 40 years and kept the peace with Israel. Al Jazeera is a cheerleader for the revolutions that we know are going on in the Muslim Brotherhood takeover of all the countries in the Arab Crescent being orchestrated by Hillary Clinton. You may not understand any of this. That's because your newspapers have gone to sleep on you. This morning, I spoke with a friend of mine in the media, Aaron Klein in Jerusalem. And Aaron sent me an email. He says, you may have stumbled on something amazing. He said, I watch Al Jazeera in Arabic here in Israel. They were cheerleaders for the overthrow of Mubarak. They're cheerleaders for the revolutions that we both know will result in more Muslim Brotherhood takeover, including in Syria. One of the main rock stars of the Muslim Brotherhood is Yusuf al-Qardari, who became popular because Al Jazeera gave him a show. I've been reporting the guy who founded Al Jazeera, the Sheikh of Qatar, has long tried to infiltrate the U.S., including our public schools. No one else is looking into this. Well, they finally found a way to do it through the most scandalous sale in American history that never would have been permitted in my day. In fact, anyone who would have tried this would have been arrested for sedition. And I have the entire story on this. All you have to know is that the Muslim Brotherhood and Al Jazeera are more or less one and the same. You may not hear that from the regular operatives in the media. They'll tell you there's no truth to that. The fact of the matter is the Muslim Brotherhood is making great strides, not only in America, but in the entire West. February 8th, 2011, CBN News reported this article. Al Jazeera, is it Muslim Brotherhood's secret weapon? And there's an article on that one. They've received great help from Al Jazeera. They call it the unofficial leader of the Muslim Brotherhood riots in Egypt that started it. And they said it is not a political force per se. They cannot have a political dialogue, but they are there 24 hours a day relaying their messages and making them more serious and more difficult to control. The Pan-Arabic network Al Jazeera is based in and funded by Qatar, a stronghold for the Muslim Brotherhood. You don't know that either. The Pan-Arabic network Al Jazeera that just bought Al Gorleone's and Dianne Feinstein's husband Dick Blum's television network is a stronghold for the Muslim Brotherhood. So the circle is completed. And as I say, I think it's an important story. However, you may not consider it to be that important. If you think Al Jazeera is a great American patriot or just a free marketeer, then you're insane. If you think that there's no conflict of interest between Dianne Feinstein's husband, Dick Blum, being an owner, I think, of 25% of current TV, and profiting from this sale, then I have to disagree with you greatly. And if you have any comments to make on this, I will take them. I know that the golfer came back and almost did my show verbatim this morning. My phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. I'm glad I'm show prep for the golfer. It's good to know that when he wakes up in the morning, he'll have something to talk about other than cigars. 855-400-7282. By the way, I received some comics. Remember I asked for cartoons? You cannot believe the quality of the cartoons I'm getting. I mean professional grade, high end. We're going to post them on our site in a few days. We have 70 that have, you know, that we think are great. Please don't send stick figures if you're not a professional. I'm going to read the names of some of the cartoonists who've submitted who are going to be receiving emails from us over the next few days trying to work out a reasonable small fee so I can post them. We have Bosch Forsten, and his cartoon is this. It shows, this is in a cartoon now that will be up on our site, I hope. It shows Barack Obama in a cartoon holding a big six-shooter along the lines of Clint Eastwood's big Magnum, the 357 Magnum, I think. I don't know. I know it was a 44 Magnum, a huge pistol. And the poster says, Dirty Barry. And the caption says, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. I have your health. Now give me your guns. Bosch Forstin is a really good cartoonist. I don't know these guys. They're good. We have another one that we loved from A.F. Branco, two of them, that are hard to describe. You have to look at them. I can't even describe them. They're so good. They're so good that they transcend verbal description. Noel Alcoba sent a cartoon that's astonishing. And he writes for righthandedcartoons.blogspot.com. Michael Scaramuzzino, an incredible cartoon of a cartoon Obama leading blind mice over the cliff of debt, spending, and entitlements onto sharp-pointed spears that say, let's see what they say, taxation, regulation, oppression, collectivism, going through the flags of Cuba, Greece, USSR, and North Korea. And their Pied Piper is of Obama over the cliff, and his horn is that of MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS with the drum behind them. He's pulling over the cliff three blind mice. The blind mice are SEIU, Acorn, and Now. Very interesting. You have to see the cartoon. Finally, we have great cartoons by Mike Lester and by Greg Chevnin. And again, they're so good that it's very hard for me to describe them, but we're going to try and get them up on the michaelsavage.com in the next few days. If you care to comment on, I would say, Al Gorleone's sale, Dianne Feinstein's tentacles being everywhere through the other side of Dianne Feinstein. See, you have to understand how this works. You have one of the richest women in the world sitting on the most powerful committees in the world who has a husband who does business around the world. Now, there's no conflict of interest, obviously. Just read the San Francisco Chronicle, and you'll find out that there's no conflicts of interest. You have Nancy Pelosi, one of the richest women in the world, whose husband is one of the richest men in the world. No conflict of interest. Just read the San Francisco Chronicle. You see, the interesting part about all of this is that things have never been better. Things are coming up roses. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Really? They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
KSFO traffic, South Bay, southbound 280 at Meridian, a crash. Center lane is blocked. Traffic backing up towards Highway 17. Southbound 880, bumper to bumper 237 down to the Alameda. Earlier problems should be out of the way. Traffic is not. Southbound 17 as you end to Santa Cruz at the Fish Hook. Right lane is blocked there, actually just pushing it off to the right shoulder. Northbound 880 at Tennyson in Hayward. Lane blocked there because of an accident. I'm Dave Fouch, Stop Talk 560 KSFO.
It's just that one party has taken straight aim at the middle class. The Democrats live for more onerous regulation on businesses. That's irrelevant.
Michael Sen.
Of course the Republicans are for big business, but the Democrats are for big business. It's big business that runs the country. So what's wrong with big business?
Without big business, there'd be no big country.
So let's stop being fools about it. We're no longer making buggy whips and Swiss cheese in our backyard.
The Savage Nation. Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, everybody, it's Mel. You know, when my husband and I bought our home, you know what we did? The first thing, we called Greg O'Donnell. And then when we refied, we called Greg, and we refied again, and we called Greg. Well, of course, you see the pattern here, right? Really, whenever we have a financial question or concern, we call Greg. And now's your opportunity to take advantage of the low fixed rates. Right now, our good friend and fellow radio show host, Greg O'Donnell, is offering the Family Plus loan with an interest-only rate of 3.50%. So do yourself a favor and call Greg at 866-496-2300 right now to get that no-cost loan. So call Greg about that 3.5% loan right now at 866-496-2300 or visit them online at odonnellfinancialgroup.com.
Licensed by the Cal DRE, number 01198426, NMLS number 298004, APR 3.65%. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates are subject to change. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. American Bullion. 800-479-2177.
Sean Hannity.
I'm not a politician. I'm trying to just get to the truth. So sometimes to get to the truth, you got to be tough with some people.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Pretender.
It is 24 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the one and only Savage Nation. America, that is those of us who are not drugged or dependent upon Obama, are shocked that Al Corleone would get away with selling his failed TV network to the propaganda arm of Hamas called Al Jazeera without a peep from the American media. Virtually not one note of protest over it. It's astounding to me that we have no government. We really have government anarchy. Let's say it like it is. People say that Obama's this, Obama's that. What we really have right now is government anarchy, where you can have anything you want if you have enough money to buy it. We must keep the pressure up on the Al Jazeera takeover of direct, whatever this TV is called. Who knows what he called it, whatever fake name he came up with. It's interesting that the studios for this fake TV network, this propaganda arm of Al Jazeera, are only a few doors down from the San Francisco KSFO studios where I broadcast. It's very intriguing that they're now going to be in the same building. Right nearby. It's going to be nice to see Hamas operatives wearing business suits and sunglasses coming and going. You care about this or not? Because I'll tell you, I'm going to talk about it a little bit more, because then maybe the golfer will talk about it a little bit more tomorrow. WABC in New York. Joe, go ahead on the Al Jazeera deal.
Yeah, Michael, I think this is a payoff to Al Gore for his support and being the front man for that phony American man-made global warming stuff. He's the green guy. And since this has put a stop to us utilizing our own resources and drilling and fracturing and all the good things that could really improve our economy, this, I believe, is a payoff to him.
Oh, that's clever. So, in other words, OPEC is funding a lot of the green propaganda.
Absolutely.
That's really brilliant. That's how the game is played. And, of course, Al Gore is one of the biggest liars in history and one of the greatest beneficiaries of the big lie. And so it would make sense. That's a small, that's a drop in the bucket, $500 million.
Well, this has been going on for over 20 years. I read a piece over 20 years ago that OPEC was funding under the table Sierra Club, Earth First, all the environmental movement groups, which were phony.
You know, it's funny you should mention it. Many years ago, there was a fabulous novelist named Joseph Condon. No one remembers him anymore. He wrote some amazing books, including The Manchurian Candidate. People don't know that. Richard Condon, sorry. And he also wrote Mile High. No one knows that novel. I read that when I was very young. In the book Mile High, there is a plot about a gangster who wants to sell booze and make a fortune, but he can't make a fortune because the booze is legal. So he orchestrates prohibition by buying the prohibition movement, the women in the churches, to go out in a campaign against alcohol. He buys off senators. He takes him 10 years to create the Volstead Act, which, of course, made alcohol illegal, and then he becomes one of the richest men in the country. That's more along the lines of what you're saying, isn't it?
Michael, this year I heard that OPEC has made over $1 trillion, the most profit ever on their gas, the sale of their oil to the rest of the world.
Why would Warren Buffet not permit, why would Warren Buffet lobby our president to block the Keystone XL pipeline, which would bring oil from Canada to our refineries? Why would he do it? We all know the reason, because Buffet has a railroad line that brings the oil in on railroad cars that he owns.
Absolutely, absolutely. But this connection with the environmental move, the phony environmental movement, has to be explored more and has to be exposed.
Right. I want to reiterate, by the way, I'm a diehard conservationist and have been all my life. I'm probably more responsible for clean air, clean water, and clean food than anyone in this country. But people don't seem to understand that. Going back to 1972 when I wrote
Brazil.
Earth Medicine, 1975 I wrote Plant a Tree, an American classic. So don't confuse me with the Neanderthal fake conservatives, by the way, who would pollute the earth for another dollar. When I come back, I'm going to show you how the president is undermining the U.S. military through his budget stubbornness and what's going to happen to the greatest military on earth, how it's going to be stripped bare.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fouts. Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Authorities continue searching for missing Petaluma teenager Alyssa Byrne at Lake Tahoe, but they say there's no evidence of foul play in her disappearance. There's a room-by-room search going on now at the Horizon Hotel. Byrne has been missing since New Year's Eve. Veteran San Francisco Superior Court Judge Patrick Mahoney announced today he is retiring. Mahoney turned 70 at the end of the month. He was appointed to the trial court in 2000 by Governor Gray Davis after working for 3 decades on complex civil litigation at a private law firm and at the city's attorney's office. Taking a look at KSFO traffic, new crash in Concord, eastbound 4 Port Chicago Highway. Third lane from the left is blocked. Southbound 880 at Industrial and Hayward, second lane from the left is blocked by a crash. crash. CHP is on the way. Traffic backing up. Northbound 880 at Davis Street. It's an accident. The right lane is blocked there. I'm Dave Fowkes. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
We've been driving cars for 100 years now, which means that for 99 years, some of us have had an old car we've been trying to get rid of. If that sounds like you, then why not donate those unwanted wheels to the Cancer Fund of America? Just as it has for a decade, the Cancer Fund will use the money from your car's sale to help thousands of cancer patients, directly and through healthcare groups. And the Cancer Fund makes it easy to jolt that jalopy. All you have to do is make a phone call to 800-321-3023. Live operators are available 7 days a week. We pick up your car in most cases, whether it's running or not, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. You get rid of that car, truck, van, or boat, take your charitable tax deduction, and the Cancer Fund has money to continue its important work. Call 800-321-3023 today. That's 800-321-3023 to donate your car, even if it is 99 years old. What have you been waiting for? 800-321-3023.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? The airport Wi-Fi connection last week? The free wireless at your hotel? Or that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? When connecting to Wi-Fi through smartphones and laptops, you could be inviting identity thieves in, potentially handing over everything. Bank accounts, social security numbers, passwords, and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit and take over my bank accounts. LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors for bank account takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes from arming yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or make the quick call today and mention Enroll 60 to get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
From Dick Wolf, the acclaimed creator of Law and Order, comes a thriller with a new kind of hero for a new kind of enemy. Read The Intercept and meet NYPD Detective Jeremy Fisk, the one man who can save a city of 8 million from an unimaginable act of terror. The Intercept is the real deal, raves Lee Child, and Michael Connelly calls it gripping and timely. Read the new thriller from the creator of Law and Order, The Intercept by Dick Wolf, now in hardcover and ebook from Morrow, wherever books are sold.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
With respect for our Constitution, with faith in the American people, with hope for the future of our country, I present the People's Gavel to the Speaker of the House, John Boehner.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Was a jolly, happy soul with a corncob pipe and a button nose and
I don't know whether Frosty the Snowman would be a better speaker. I think Frosty the Snowman in the sun would be a more forceful speaker than John Boehner. Yeah. Where is everybody tonight? I think I burned you all out last night with Al Jazeera. Then combined with the show being taken up this morning by many others in the media, I mean, it's a logical conclusion that they listen to my show and then copy it the next morning. I get the news latest in the day where they sneak the bills in. Maybe they're watching a football game tonight, Oregon versus Kansas or something. I'm not a football fan. I do note that children are still out of school here in the San Francisco area. The few children that are permitted to be born in wedlock are all out of school right now, walking around malls with their mothers. I was shocked. 2 weeks of vacations. There's no school anymore in California. The children are out all the time with their mothers, shopping, it seems to me, buying expensive boots. I don't understand a country like this. How can it survive? Why are they out of school for another week? Whatever. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. If you want to talk about these or any other topics, 855-400-SAVAGE is the phone number. I don't think you care that much about Al Gorleone cashing in on the dead TV network to the front for Hamas. I get the feeling no one cares. Why should you care? What you figure is if a bomb goes off, another 9/11, then you'll worry then. America's actually quite an optimistic nation. The American people are, they're not ignorant. They're not an ignorant people. It's not a nation of careless individuals. They figure, hey, everything's good. When I'm starving to death and a bomb goes off, then it'll be time for me to worry. Why worry about it until then? You have to do it, Savage, because that's what you do for a living. Your job is to worry yourself to death over every little problem in the world. So you do it. What do I care? Nothing's bad has happened since 9/11. So why should I care about any of that? I think that's the general attitude. In a certain way, there may be wisdom in your ignorance. I accept that. The average person has a certain wisdom in their ignorance. I was watching some cooking shows this afternoon. I have too much time on my hands now that the show is so late. I'm watching the Food Network, and I'm seeing people making food that I would not feed to a pig in a cardiovascular death experiment. If I were trying to give a pig a heart attack by blocking his arteries, I would watch a cooking show and copy the recipes. Some of these southern recipes are beyond comprehension. They take a steak and they put cream on it, and they put butter. Then they have a pie with it that's full of cream. And I ask myself, am I crazy? What's happened to all of the nutritional wisdom that was built up in this country over a 30-year period? Where did it all go? How did it go up in smoke? And then a light bulb went off in my head. And I said, America's become a nation of fat slobs, physically fat, mentally fat, morally fat, fiscally fat. So in other words, Obama's grotesque spending is not an anomaly. If you look at the American people, they like it. They're fat mentally. They're fat physically. They like his spending. They don't care if we go bankrupt. They don't care if they get a heart attack or cancer or diabetes because Obama is promising them unlimited medication and unlimited care. You know, the average American is not what they were in the 1970s. I'm one of the pioneers in the health movement, for want of a better term. It could be called alternative health, whatever you want to call it, nutrition, homeopathy, herbal medicine. I'm proud to tell you I was on the front lines of this field from the late 60s, wow, all the way through. And there were great strides made. And some of the giants in that world have since left us. Linus Pauling, his partner Ewan Cameron, with their great book Cancer and Vitamin C, were basically he was the JC of the nutrition field. He really was. My friend Bob Cathcart was a practitioner of the vitamin C theory. There are some other great people around. I don't have to mention them all. They're all gone. The drug companies and their incessant propaganda and the interlocking corporate directorships of drug companies, food companies, medical suppliers have convinced the average American moron that you don't need to watch your intake of toxins in our foods. You can eat the most disgusting foods on earth that you wouldn't feed a pig. And don't worry about it. We'll sell you Lipitor. Not telling you that Lipitor is a very toxic drug. Don't worry about diabetes. Eat that apple pie. Go ahead. We'll sell you something for diabetes. And Obama will pay for it. Go ahead. Eat that apple pie. Every restaurant I go into, I see people in their 60s and invariably, every last one of them orders dessert, a big, fat, sugary, creamy pile of heart attack, cancer, and diabetes on a plate, and I'm shocked. I don't understand how Americans can be this ignorant of food. I ask myself, they learn nothing? All those decades of hard work and incredible inroads into the psyche of the American people has gone up in smoke. How did this happen? Propaganda. 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 And so the people don't care about anything anymore. And I think that you can see it in the food. You turn on the Cooking Network or the Food Network, and there was some really hideous woman from the South, I must say, and I like Southern people. And they were cooking a steak, and they were putting bacon on the steak. Then they were putting cream on top of the bacon. Then they were serving some cream pie with the steak. I didn't know whether it was a parody of how to get a heart attack. or a parody of How to Kill Yourself Without Trying, but that was an actual cooking show. Wherever I turn, I see nutritional, an IQ, a nutrition IQ that's lower than a sub-moron. I don't understand it. So now you look at what Obama's doing to the economy. You know, you've heard all about it on every show all day long. You know what he's done to us. What you don't know is about what's to come with the military. You may as well hear it. Do you know what's coming? Obama is about to destroy the U.S. military, and it's being enabled by the Republicans. How does he do that? The president has managed to ensure that nearly $600 billion will automatically be stripped out of the U.S. defense budget when the so-called Select Committee charged with finding $1.5 trillion in savings as part of the debt ceiling fails to do so. See, it's all a setup from the start. All the Democrats have to do is refuse to go along with the legitimate cuts needed in the debt arguments, and the military budget gets cut so far that we won't be able to maintain our national defense. Am I the only one who understands this? Obama is using this debt argument the same way a communist junta would be used to destroy the American military. And he made this clear 2 weeks before the November 23rd, 2011 deadline for the committee of that time to come up with $1.5 trillion in cuts or else the military budget would all but disappear. He told the committee that he would not countenance their trying to stop the automatic budget cuts that he snuck past Republican legislators in that debt ceiling deal. I am reading this to you from my incredible, prescient, genius book, Trickle Down Tyranny, page 166. And then I ask, how did Republicans let the president get away with this stealth undermining of our military, of our national security? How is the most subversive president in American history still in office, despite the fact that he is clearly determined to reduce our military to second-class status? Well, those are questions I asked before the last election. And as you well know, because we lost the media, we lost the country. It's all tied together. Let me take some callers here. And you know, it's a tough thing to do right now. Radio's not easy. This is tough sledding because the topics are very serious and they're very depressing. And I don't want to get up on the show every day and simply talk about budgets and this and that. It's impossible to listen to. If I hear anyone talking about taxes and budgets, I turn the show off and I search for music. Or I take the dog for a walk and go to the mall to see mindless people buying useless products from one store to the other. I don't care what the store is called. They're all selling the same thing, which is astounding to me. You go through the average suburban mall, and they all have different names, but they're selling the same stuff, which is amazing to me. And the most crowded store, of course, are the Apple-type stores or the iPhone stores. There are lines pouring outside these stores of people waiting to get in to buy the latest apparatus, and I don't understand why. They're not communicating genius ideas on these things. They're just gossiping, basically. Fundamentally, they're just gossiping with their iPhones. What do you think they're doing, sending messages that are Nobel quality? It's gossip. Mary, meet you at the mall. He was wearing cute pants. See you tonight at the, whatever. I don't know what they're talking. What could they be sending on a message, like a tom-tom? It's like smoke signals. It's astounding to me what goes on, what passes for communication in the country, but this is the changing society we live in. These instruments have made the people dumber rather than smarter. Why do I say it? Because they don't need to study punctuation. They don't need to study grammar. They don't need to study how to compose a sentence. It's done in, let's say, Twitter. Twitter is sent out sort of as a smoke signal. No punctuation, no necessity to think through a whole sentence and craft a sentence. It's sent out in a subliterate way as though, let's say you're an average inner-city rap singer. That's what Twitter has done to the entire population. That's all. It's that simple. Steve in Massachusetts, you're on the Savage Nation. Welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Your monologue is a brilliant light in the universe. You're the only talk show host that can go into depth for 15 minutes on a topic that the entire country should be up in arms about. Thank you very much. I recognize
your voice. You're the Flying Dutchman whose parents survived Nazi Holland, right?
That's correct. My father survived two camps, Dachau and the best one of all, Auschwitz. And if you ask me, and I would like to ask you, in my opinion, Dianne Feinstein is a collaborator in un-American activities and is committing treason. For the very simple reason, Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood as they are appearing on this Al Jazeera, this crappy station, or the smug station, as you would probably call it, is obviously rooted in Nazi philosophy. Now, if you own part of that station, and if you at the same time as a senator promote a bill to take away the arms, then you are a traitor to the American people.
Correct. The same time she's speaking out of one side of her mouth to seize weapons, her husband is profiting by selling a piece of a company that will give the Islamo-Nazis a foothold in the United States of America with a propaganda arm. There's no point in mincing words. That's what it is. It is a propaganda arm for the Islamo-Nazi movement.
Allow me to make another comment there, Michael. I would like the American people to know that the only reason why so many Jews were killed during World War II is because legally their arms were taken away. I'm not saying illegally. I am saying legally. And that's the same thing that's going to happen here. Now, when are these schmucks going to wake up? Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. There's nothing that I can't comment on the commentary. If the man is like a scholar, a Torah scholar, you can't comment upon a scholar's statements when they're perfect. Now, how many Americans just heard him? Very few. They're probably watching football or I don't know what people are. What are they doing tonight? 10 minutes to 7 on the West, 10 minutes to 10 on the East. What are people? They're sleeping. They got their Ben Franklin nightcaps on. They're watching. They're getting ready to watch the local non-evening news about a slip and fall on 32nd Street. I have no idea what the country is interested in. I have to keep going along with my own observations. Many, many decades ago, there was a writer in San Francisco who I adored. He was a longshoreman. He was revered. I forget his name. He wrote a local column. He started as a longshoreman. And he was a man of the earth. He observed things. He wrote it as he saw it. Does anyone listening to Sean Casey know who I'm talking about? I'm not talking about that fraud, Herb Cain, that faker drunk. I'm talking about there was a columnist for the old San Francisco Chronicle when it was still a newspaper. He was a longshoreman. So when I came along on radio in 94, people said, God, you sound just like him. So I actually represent the mindset of the working mentality in America. And yet the people who are screwing the American people would have you believe that I'm an extremist of some type in the media. But you know better. I mean, I don't have to sell myself every time I go on the air. There is someone from KSFO. I know who's going to know who I'm talking about. I wish I could remember his name. He wrote some interesting local book. He was a man of the earth down, you know, walk around. He would look at things. Does anyone know who I'm talking about on KSFO? No, no one knows who I'm talking about. All right, the phone number you know already, right? 800. No, I keep saying 800. It's the old number. 855-400-SAVAGE. What kind of dog is that? Every time I take Teddy to the mall, you know, it makes people happy. I can't grimace at them when they say, what kind of dog is that? I grimly grin. Isn't he cute? I make people happy walking Teddy through the mall. It's fun to see women and the divorced women and their teenage daughters shopping, even though it's Christmas is over. They have no mentality and no mind. All they have left to do is shop till they drop, even though they've just shopped till they've dropped. And now they're shopping again, walking through the stores. The worst store of all, in my estimation, if you walk through a mall, is Abercrombie & Fitch. They have a stinking perfume that they pump out into the mall. I get a migraine every time I walk. I have to go around them. Why did they pump that horrendous quasi-male scent that is for a certain type of male that is not particularly my style, my lifestyle, out into the mall? I can't understand. Does that bring people in? To me, it's like it smells like Raid being sprayed on flies. The worst store, you have to avoid, you have to walk around them, that smell. It's toxic. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Here's about traffic. Let's start Fremont, northbound 880 Mission Boulevard. The two middle lanes blocked by a new multiple vehicle accident. CHP is on the way. Southbound 101 at Tully, an accident. That's off to the right side now. Oakland, southbound 880 at Hagenberger Road. Looks like we've got a crash being reported. Northbound 280 right around Meridian in downtown San Jose. Center lane may still be blocked by an earlier crash there. Northbound 101 still slow. 280 onto the lower deck. I'm Dave Fouch, Shop Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-381-3900. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
You've been holding off, sitting on the sidelines, waiting for that perfect time to buy, to remodel, to go on vacation, or even expand your business. You've been waiting for a sign that now's the time. Well, here's your sign. A percentage sign, that is. An introductory rate of 2.99% APR. That's what you can get at Comerica Bank on a home equity flex line. Just 2.99% APR with a later variable rate in effect after the introductory time period. It's the lowest rate in years, making this the sign you've been waiting for. With Comerica Bank, there's never been a better time to buy, remodel, or plan that trip you'll never forget. To learn more, visit your nearest Comerica Bank location. Introductory APR of 2.99% for new accounts only and applies to transactions that post during the first 9 statement cycles. Variable rate in effect after the introductory time period. Credit approval required. Call 1-877-217-4069 for details about credit costs and terms. Equal housing lender.
Do you owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Call the experts with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call U.S. Tax Shield right now at 1-800-489-3838.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is a savage nation. Well, Obama's not yet promised Ein Volk, Ein Reich, and Ein Führer. That's something that we should be thankful for. We still have hope yet. He's not yet resorted to the to that level of Ein Volk, Ein Reich, and Ein Führer. Although many of his adherents would probably believe that it is true that we have one leader, one nation, and one people under him. And anyone who doesn't follow him does not belong in this nation. I can pretty much tell you that there are hardcore followers of Obama who believe that we are one nation under this one leader, and anyone who disagrees with him should be deported. I can guarantee it. The far left that put him in power believes that. And they are the fanatics that you have to be very, very worried about. It doesn't matter what you call them. You can call them communists, fascists, national socialists. It doesn't really matter. Such mass movements really are interchangeable. And the adherence to such a mass movement would follow a leader who promises them nirvana, in essence. You can call them radicals. You can call them reactionaries. You can call them anti-nationalists. You can call them socialists. It doesn't really matter. They think the same way. They are belonging to a mass movement that where Obama is the Messiah. He could be a religious leader. He could be a communist leader. He could be a fascist leader. It would not matter to them. He is their leader because he promises them a glorious future. And many of them are willing to sacrifice themselves and the entire nation for the future goals promised by Obama. You don't understand this. Now, how does he get away with this? Well, first of all, he devalues the present by saying that he needs change. And he devalues the past, saying that we need change. So who does Obama actually appeal to? We know about the poor. We know about those on food stamps, the grifters, the General Electric beneficiaries, the Warren Buffets. We know about them. They're the equivalent industrialists to the Krupp Manufacturing Company in Germany, who went along with Nazi Germany, in my opinion, because they were doing very well under National Socialism. You don't understand that many industrialists backed the Führer. They weren't opposed. They really didn't care about his philosophy or his politics at all. He gave them special deals. The Krupp Steel Company did very well under Adolf. And so they could care less what he was. And we have the same thing going on now with large corporations. They're the equivalent of our Krupp Steel Company. So you rule them out. They're just in it for the profit. But what about the masses of people who voted for Chairman Obama? Who are they? Well, they're generally frustrated people. They're dissatisfied with their current status in life. But they're capable of a strong belief in tomorrow, in change, in hope that he sold them. So this mass movement that Obama has created, make no mistake about it, he has created a very dangerous, quasi-fascist mass movement, which is why he's been able to circumnavigate the drunk on the opposite side, or shall I say the drunks on the opposite side of the aisle.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Members in the Republican caucus who do not believe in government. And bless their hearts, they act upon their beliefs. So day to day, we vote here on issues that eliminate government initiatives for clean air, clean water, food safety, public education, public transportation, public housing, public health, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. They don't believe in a public role.
Had a very shiny nose.
All roads lead to Rome.
And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Yes.
All of the other
Welcome to the Savage Nation. We're all laughing at Nancy Pelosi. Many members of the Republican caucus don't believe in government, and they're against clean air, clean water, Medicare, Medicaid. I've heard this for about 30 years. Let me explain what this is about. I mentioned the writer, a longshoreman from the 50s, who was very famous in his time. His name was Eric Hoffer. And he wrote a book in 1951 called The True Believer, Thoughts on the Nature of Mass Movements, which was brilliant. I mean, he was a longshoreman philosopher. And then I remember when I came into radio, people started to compare me to Hoffer, those who knew, let us say, what I was getting at and where I was going. But put aside the comparison between Savage and Eric Hoffer for the moment. I want to focus for a moment on what Nancy Pelosi and Obama and the fanatics on the other side of the aisle, the anti-American, anti-military, anti-family, however you want to define them, the catastrophe called the Democrat Party, who they're actually tapping into. And you have to go to Eric Hoffer's book, The True Believer, where he says, well, he tries to explain the motives of the types of personalities that give rise to mass movements. Now, Obama has created a mass movement. He's not just another politician. He's a crafty. In the beginning, remember what he did with crowds? Do you remember how the fools looked up to him and thought he was a charismatic messiah? Now, of course, he's lost that aura to virtually all of them. They know who he really is now, because had he maintained a humble lifestyle and not abused the privileges of the White House, he'd be far more dangerous than he is right now. I want to tell you that. Right from the get-go. Make no mistake about it. Not everyone who voted for him is a fool, and not everyone who believed in the guy in 08 is an idiot. They wanted a change from Bush's war policies in plain English. Many intelligent people believed that Obama would be the man to end the wars. He didn't. He increased the war. One of his first acts, by the way, was to send 30,000 more troops to Afghanistan. Make no mistake about it. But put that aside. Many of the intelligent people who were hoodwinked into voting for Obama in 08 thought he was a messiah-like individual who truly was Gandhi-like, to put it in that context, who would save humanity from the evils of whatever they were afraid of, right? Or an FDR, if you want to put it in a more prosaic analysis, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, not Gandhi, so I'll say FDR, or Lincoln, very popular Lincoln today. But then they found out, watching him and Michelle misbehave and abuse the taxpayer, the royal-like behavior, the vacations, the parties with the lowest form of humanity, the kind that they've been letting creep into the White House, the slime that's gone into the White House for their sick parties, you know, Chris Rock, that type. And they got disgusted with him. Now, it doesn't mean they suddenly became conservatives. They're never going to become a conservative. They don't like the word. And that's because the conservative movement has killed itself through bad leadership and terrible communication skills, the worst communication skills known to mankind. So I want to focus for a minute on what Eric Hoffer said about mass movements. And you'll see where this could lead. And he, by the way, was quite cynical in his analysis of mass movements. He said that all mass movements, fascism on one side, communism on the other side, and even religion, he considered them all mass movements that were spread by promising a glorious tomorrow, a glorious future. So what happens is that these mass movements often glorify the past and talk about a great America that existed, for example, and how we would restore this, and we needed a new future. Cleverly, Obama didn't do that. That's something that the fake conservatives do on a daily basis. The fraudulent conservatives, especially in talk radio, continuously glorify the founding fathers, glorify a past that never existed in this country, and devalue the present on a regular basis. You listen to them. These are the real con men. They're all multimillionaires, and they want you to believe that they're poor, and you're supposed to believe that's why they're against taxation of the rich. They're talking only about their own taxation. I mean, I'm affected by it. I become a wealthy man as a result of my 50, 60 years of hard work. I didn't take it from anybody. I resent having to pay this criminal government another dime, but I pay it. I pay retail. I pay retail right off the top, okay? And that's the way it is. I don't like it. I hate it, but I do it. But you can't make believe that you're talking about the average person. You have to be very clear as to who you really are. So who then do mass movements appeal to of the type that Obama has created or the type that the conservatives have tried to appeal to? It's almost the same audience, by the way. According to Eric Hoffer, mass movements of any kind, whether they were in Germany or Italy or the Soviet Union or in the United States of America today, appeal to frustrated people who are dissatisfied with their current status or current state of life. But they are capable of a strong belief in a future, in a tomorrow promised by the charismatic leader, right? And then he says mass movements appeal to people who want to escape a flawed self by creating an imaginary self and joining a collective whole. You've seen that. Mass rallies. Now, who is that? What do you mean? Who want to escape a flawed self by creating an imaginary self and joining a collective whole? People who want to lose themselves and say it's not their fault that they're an imperfect man or an imperfect person. They want to join this collectivist whole, whether it's Obama's collectivist vision for a future, which has basically fallen apart. No one believes a word he says anymore. They'll go along with it because they hate the Republicans more than they hate him. That's all. It's that simple. They distrust the Republicans more than they distrust him. They don't trust him. Don't make that mistake to think that all of the people who voted for him trust him at all. They don't trust him. They know what he is. But they distrust the John Boehner K Street gang more than they distrust him. It's that simple. It's a choice between two horrible choices, the Hobson's choice that we've talked about. So then Hoffa writes, some categories of people who may be attracted to mass movements include poor people, misfits. This is all 1951. Poor people, misfits, former soldiers, and people who feel thwarted in their endeavors. That would be all of the fake artists in America, all the failed writers in America, all the people who've invested in businesses and lost their money. Anyone who's tried something and failed is ripe for joining a movement. And then Erich Hoffer quotes extensively from leaders of the Nazi and Communist parties in the early 20th century to show us that they were competing, by the way, both the Nazis and the Communists, for followers from the same pool of disaffected people predisposed to support mass movements. And despite the fact that the Communists and the Nazis had a fierce antagonism, they were more likely to gain their followers from their opposing party than from moderates with no affiliation to either. And this was written in 1951, shortly after the horrors of World War II. Then Hoffa wrote about the behavior of mass movements once they become established. What happens now? What happens once a mass movement becomes established? Well, the communal framework collapses, and then the people who joined it, they no longer defeat their own feelings of insecurity and uncertainty by belonging to this hive. In other words, suddenly they're winners. So now all the leftists who elected Obama no longer feel that they have a promise of tomorrow. They don't belong to anything anymore. Now their old feelings of inadequacy are coming back. And so the isolated individuals who elected Obama, I'm talking about the intelligentsia, they may lack the vast opportunities for personal advancement that they thought Obama would give them. Maybe all of them thought they'd win a MacArthur Fellowship. You know, you focus only on the low-level followers who were given iPhones and food stamps. I tend to focus on the intelligentsia or the intellectuals on the left, and there are many of them. They all thought they would advance in academia, in the law, whatever profession they were in, and their great talents would be recognized by society as large. They'd be invited to the White House. But they found out that's not true. It didn't happen. They were not selected by Obama for a number of reasons. Now, what happens then? Well, they fall into a certain state of the following, according to Erich Hoffer. They fall into substitutes. They follow substitutes instead of the original Messiah they were looking to. And then their developmental stage becomes almost transfixed or stopped. And what happens is the substitutes that they find become pride instead of self-confidence. Memberships in a collective whole like a mass movement become something that they would like. They then find absolute certainty instead of understanding. They fall into absolute certainty. In other words, they double down in common parlance in their fanaticism. And that was in his book, True Believers, one of the really intelligent, great book, 1951. President Dwight Eisenhower read The True Believer in 1952. He gave copies to friends and recommended it to others. In 1956, Look magazine ran an article calling Erich Hoffer Ike's favorite author. Now, today we have a president who has only one favorite author, but he would never tell you who that would be. That would be Karl Marx. I'll be right back.
Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The bill pay shuffle. You just did it. Can't pay this bill? Stall this bill. Pay this bill or else. Shuffling bills, loans, and working overtime are not your answer. Earning more money is. But you have so little time. IncomeAtHome55.com. With a computer and a bit of time and desire, you could be banking serious money from your kitchen table. No home sales parties and no pressure. IncomeAtHome55.com has been helping our listeners for over 10 years. So stop the bill pay shuffle. IncomeAtHome55.com. Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome55.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com.
Homeowners, do you have low water pressure in your house? When you flush a toilet, does the person in the shower have to run for cover so they don't get scalded? Or have you or your neighbors had leaks in their pipes? Many people don't realize that these problems are caused by old pipes that are either corroding down to a trickle or just plain springing a leak. Fortunately, this problem can be solved by repiping your home. I'm Jeff Butler of Repipe Specialists. We've helped over 30,000 homeowners just like you by replacing their old corroded pipes with new, high-quality PEX or copper pipes. It only takes us 1 or 2 days to repipe an entire home, plus we patch the walls and give you a lifetime guarantee. And in celebration of 20 years of repiping, right now on approved credit, when you repipe with us, we'll give you 0% interest for an entire year. That's right, a repipe, wall patching, and a lifetime guarantee, all at 0% interest. Just call 800-737-4746. That's 800-REPIPING, 800-737-4746.
They tell you when the car is going to be ready, and it is ready when they tell you it's going to be ready, so you're not wasting a lot of your time.
Tom from San Francisco found world-class Mercedes service waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ. You can, too.
They deliver the car back to you clean, washed, and vacuumed, and it's in better condition than when you dropped it off.
Find out how affordable maintaining your Mercedes-Benz can be. Call 1-800-NEW-BENZ for the service departments at Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco and Mercedes-Benz of Oakland. They'll keep your vehicle running its best at competitive rates without ever compromising quality. Schedule an appointment online at 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com or call 1-800-NEW-BENZ during the final days of their 50th anniversary celebration. And don't miss the Mercedes-Benz winter event going on now.
I've been really happy with the process.
Your Mercedes is waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. So I was talking about The True Believer by Eric Hoffa. It came up out of nowhere, and I don't know how I got there. That's the kind of show I do. And I was explaining to you mass movements of the type Obama has created, make no mistake about it. People don't want to accept it. You know, those on the side that I'm on don't want to accept that he's created a great mass movement, but he has. He certainly has. And I'm trying to explain to you that he's disappointed the intelligentsia on the left that elected him. They're not happy with him because they didn't get from him what they wanted. They're still the same insecure individuals. They still have no personal advancement, most of them. Their talents are still sitting dying on the vine. They have no place for their action. They don't know what to do with themselves. They're certainly not going to suddenly jump ship and follow John Boehner. Nobody wants to follow him. I don't think his dog would follow him. So we were talking about Hoffer's book, and I wanted to finish up with one paragraph. Then I'll go on to your calls on the Savage Nation. So Eric Hoffer, who's writing about such mass movements of the type that we saw in the 30s and 40s, Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini, writes the book True Believers. And he says not all such movements are negative. And he gives examples about the same forces that give rise to the true believer, mass movements, can be channeled in more positive ways. And here's what he writes, one paragraph. There are, of course, rare leaders such as Lincoln, Gandhi, even FDR, Churchill, and Nehru. They do not hesitate to harness man's hungers and fears to weld a following and make it zealous unto death in service of a holy cause. But unlike a Hitler, a Stalin, or even a Luther and a Calvin, they are not tempted to use the slime of frustrated souls as mortar in the building of a new world. They know that no one can be honorable unless he honors mankind. Wow, those are amazing words. He should have added somebody else to the Hitler, Stalin, Luther, and Calvin. They would be our friends in the Middle East and what they're following. The frustrated souls, the hundreds of millions of them who want to build a new world following only one book, where all of the books will be burned, where the single book is the only thing that's necessary. But they're all wrong, because he says they know that no one can be honorable unless he honors mankind. That's what the great men are, who know that no one can be honorable unless he honors mankind. Does Obama honor mankind? Do you actually believe this man does not have contempt for mankind? Do you actually believe by his actions? And I'm really targeting my words tonight to the intelligentsia on the left. Do you actually believe that Obama honors mankind? Do you believe his behavior is evidence of a man who cares about the nation and of mankind? I don't, and I don't think you do either, and don't call me on it, because it's irrelevant what you're going to say. What's relevant is what I see. That's why it's my talk show, not yours. And if you think that you are entitled to a talk show, I suggest that in the next budget negotiations, you see if you can get some money from Obama to create a talk show. Then you could have a fake channel like Al Gore, build it up to nothing, and then sell it to an Arab propaganda outlet. Let's take your calls. ABC, WABC, ABC, New York City. Ray, you're on the Savage Nation. Ray, what's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, I want to call and thank you for all the years of fabulous radio that you've given myself and America. And I've got 40 years of traveling by truck all across the United States and Canada and almost 4 million miles. And
wow.
Every night when you say you don't know if anybody's out there, I keep yelling at the radio saying, but I'm here listening and other people, and we can't thank you enough for the job that you do.
Wow. That is, all I could say is thank you. I'm honored by that, Ray. I really am thankful. Let me send you, I have 50 copies left of Train Tracks that I was going to give out before the holidays. I'm going to start giving them out again tonight. Enjoy it for after the holidays. My family stories, a marvelous storyteller, The New Yorker. I hope he didn't lose his job because of that. Commie beatniks. The commie beatniks on the other side. Kathleen, KSFO, San Francisco. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, thanks, Michael. I just wanted to also, reiterating what Ray just said, thank you. I am a relatively new listener, and I've practically become hooked.
Don't be embarrassed, Kathleen. It happens to many people.
I'm not embarrassed. Happy to share that with you. What you'd asked a few segments ago about, you know, should we keep talking about this Al Gore, Al Jazeera thing? Absolutely. This thing is going to get buried. So I'm glad you're talking about it.
Of course it's going to get buried because, look, Let me repeat again my theorem. When we lost the media, we lost the country. When we lost the media, we lost the government. This should be headline stories across America. Now, you have to ask yourself, why is it not? Because they're all basically doing the same kind of deals. They would sell out to Al Jazeera in 2 seconds if they could. Let's say, what's it called? The Fox News Network is owned by the News Corporation, right? So let's say they have an entity that they're not making a lot of money with, a website of some kind. If Al Jazeera wanted to buy a Fox website, you think that Murdoch wouldn't sell it to them?
Of course he would.
Yes, so it's really one and the same. There's no differential here. And this is where the government is supposed to come in. A government is supposed to protect the people from the natural inclinations of mankind, which are basically based upon larceny and greed. And so if a government does not step in to stop larceny and greed, then the government is enabling larceny and greed, which it has been doing because it's a government of General Electric, by General Electric, and for Google. That's what it is.
Savage.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. There's still no sign of a 19-year-old Petaluma woman who's been missing since New Year's Day in South Lake Tahoe. Authorities are poring over surveillance video from hotel casinos, specifically the Horizon, in search of Alyssa Byrne. Gay marriage is a step closer to reality in Illinois. A state Senate committee today approved the measure, which would make Illinois the 10th state to approve same-sex marriages. Taking a look at the roadways, problems in Fremont southbound 880 at Fremont Boulevard. It's an accident. It's actually a car fire. It's in the center divide, but some slow traffic getting past it. And a crash southbound 880 at Hagenberger Road in Oakland. No lane information on that. CHP should be there. Should be off to the right side at this point. And on Highway 152, an accident about an hour old westbound at Pole Line Road. Car overturned. Still have some lanes blocked there. With the news and views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? The airport Wi-Fi connection last week? The free wireless at your hotel? Or that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? When connecting to Wi-Fi through smartphones and laptops, you could be inviting identity thieves in, potentially handing over everything. Bank accounts, social security numbers, passwords, and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, and take over my bank accounts. LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors for bank account takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes from arming yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or make the quick call today and mention Enroll 60 to get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Does your business banker actually know what business you're in? Really understand what it is you do, how you make money, where your industry is heading? The next time he calls to let you know about the benefits of merging all your accounts, ask him, hey Joe, do you know who our competitors are? How our customers are changing? Where our future growth might come from? If he can't answer your questions, maybe you should ask Comerica. For almost 150 years, we've made it our business to thoroughly understand yours. That's why we surround our customers with a team of industry-specific professionals. Before we make a single recommendation, we immerse ourselves in the inner working of your business. because we understand that when your business grows, so does ours. To find out why Comerica is the leading bank for business, make an appointment with a Comerica business banker today or visit us online at comerica.com/business. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Safelight Repair, Safelight Replace.
Julian, technician with Safelight Auto Glass.
What makes Safelight different? Well, with Safelight, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safelight can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com. Or ask your insurance company for Safelight.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I've got to go back to the book I was telling you about, 1940s stevedore on the San Francisco docks, in other words, a longshoreman, Eric Hoffer. In his spare time, while living in the railroad yards, he writes philosophy. It results in a book, The True Believer, the first and most famous of all of his books, becomes a bestseller. The president at the time, Eisenhower, cites it during one of the earliest television press conferences. And it's an amazing book, visionary, provocative, fanatic. And it looks into the mind of the fanatic, and it shows how an individual becomes a fanatic. Now, whether that fanatic is on the right or the left is irrelevant. They're still a fanatic. So now we turn to the Fanatics Journal, which is the newspaper called the San Francisco Chronicle, a newspaper written solely for the true believer. This was once a decent newspaper. I used to look forward to it when I first moved here. It is predictable from the first page to the left, to the last. In its slant, which is predictable and boring and amateurish and sophomoric, there's no jokes you can tell about it. And so on the front page, fiscal bill full of pork, which to me is shocking that they'd even say that it's full of pork, since they worked for the Democrat machine, and much of the pork went to the friends of Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer. I'm shocked that they even published this. I don't know how this happened. Maybe the intelligentsia, who I would include the news writers for the Chronicle, left-wing intelligentsia, by the way. That's a double-edged sword, what I just said. Maybe they themselves are starting to get sickened by what they have been turned into by the power structure. I can't really say. But then you look into the paper, and what do I find in Section D or Section C, Business Report? Bay Area sees rents and home prices up sharply. Okay. Rents are going up, home prices are going up, good time to rent, better sell, whatever. And then underneath it, bingo, energy. Buffett Company buys two big solar projects in the state. Warren Buffett's energy company has placed another big bet on solar power plants, spending up to $2.5 billion to buy two facilities under development by San Jose Sun Power Corporation. Why? Now, why would Buffett do this right after the fiscal cliff deal? You know why? Because he got a sweetheart deal in the fiscal deal, the argument, the fiscal settlement that they just came out with. A subsidiary of Buffett's Mid-American Energy Holdings will own the 579-megawatt Antelope Valley solar projects, two power plants that will straddle the line between Kern and Los Angeles counties in the Mojave Desert. Sun Power will manage the plant's engineering and blah, blah, blah. Construction is expected to begin in the next 3 months and wrap up in 2015. Where do you think the money is going to come from for the construction? From your pocket. That's where the massive budget deficit is coming from. Sweetheart deals, pork barrel spending. So now you understand why Buffett was used as a stooge for Obama's big lie of we've got to pay our fair share. Well, he's going to still pay 15%. He doesn't receive his money as straight out income. He gets it as dividend income. And his secretary will continue to pay lower taxes than he will, so far as I can tell. But the point is, shortly after the fiscal deal, we read that Buffet is buying two big solar power plants in the state of California. Why? I explained to you why. You understand that? Back page, federal court. Judge denies that ban on shark fins is discriminatory. That's an interesting. And then they show a picture of some animal eating a shark fin soup, some throwback. It says a Chinese herbalist doctor enjoys shark fin soup during a 2011 SF event opposing the legislation. To me, this throwback, eating shark fin soup, is the same type that will put ivory in his living room from a dead elephant, the same type that will have bile removed from a bear. These people should be arrested for what they're doing. So congratulations to the federal judge. Who did this? A federal judge has refused to block enforcement of the state's shark fin sales ban, rejecting arguments that the law discriminates against Chinese Americans. Oh, good for him. Who did this? Which judge this? U.S. District Judge Phyllis Hamilton in Oakland said in a written ruling Wednesday, good for her. She stood up to the Chinese community? This is unbelievable to me. She wrote, the law serves a legitimate local purpose based on concerns that shark finning, in which fins are removed from caught sharks and the carcass is thrown back into the water, kills millions of sharks annually, causing a serious threat to the ocean ecosystem. Good for her. Thank God for her not being steamrolled by the so-called sensitive Chinese community. Hamilton ruled, plaintiffs have provided no evidence that the law was enacted for the purpose of discriminating against Chinese Americans. Wow. Now, on the other side, San Francisco's Chinatown Neighborhood Association and another group representing Chinese Americans and businesses whose cultural practices, get out the violins, cultural practices involve using shark fins. Well, those same cultural practices involve using ivory, which they get from elephants that they shoot from helicopters in Africa, and also bears that they tie up in a cage and suck bile out of their bodies like throwbacks from the 10th century. Unbelievable to me. So they sued to challenge the law, which took effect a year ago. The Chinese group said the law violates constitutional equal protection and other rights. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. California's shark fin sales ban, passed by the legislature in 2011, bars restaurants from selling any newly acquired shark fins starting July 1. People of Chinese descent have had to forego participating in the ancient tradition of serving shark fin soup at banquets. Oh, poor babies. Well, there are other ancient traditions that people have had to give up. Many ancient traditions, not just shark fin soup. Lawyers for the group said in court papers. Restaurant owners, merchants, and importers have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars in the past year due to lost sales of shark fin soup and shark fins. One Millbrae resident restaurant could lose $100,000 while another in Daly City expects to lose more than $100,000. Good. I hope they go out of business. Let them stop serving endangered species and torturing animals. So who was the lawyer for this group of animal killers? We are disappointed in the ruling, but we realize that the legal standard for preliminary injunction is very high, said Jill Diamond, an attorney for the plaintiffs. We remain optimistic about the case and prepared to move forward until we prevail. Jill Diamond, all I can say to you is, I'm not going to say it. It's a radio show throughout the nation, so I can't say to you what I'd like to say to you. All I can say to you is the Bible warned us about what happens to people unto the third generation who behave the way you and other greedy lawyers behave, who would take a case for a murderer if you could get one, who you know is guilty. I don't mind taking a case for a murderer. But when you know the murderer is guilty and you take the case, then you are the murderer and you will pay the price for it. I've seen this happen in my own life. I swear to God, if you think that there's no balancing act in heaven, I think you're wrong. I have to be very careful in what I say right now, because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings of who's already been hurt. So I think I'm going to avoid it. Let's just put it in generic terms. I know of a lawyer who represented a very famous murderer who was obviously guilty, got him off, and a few years later, a family member died a horrible death. And I was walking around on January 1st, and I said, like a shock hit me, that it was God's will. It was punishment because he knew the man was guilty, the murderer. The lawyer knew the murderer was guilty. And I said, oh, boy, be careful with this one because, you know, those who live in glass houses and all of this, I mean, we all have to be careful because none of us are perfect. You know, I don't want to throw stones because I live in a glass house and the fact that I'm a public figure on the radio every day putting myself out there. But nevertheless, I look back on my life. I don't think I've hurt anybody on purpose. I probably hurt a lot of people, but not on purpose. I'm a brusque individual. I don't like people standing in my way. In order to get where I have, where I've gotten, I had to do it my own way. Oh, so I'm sure there are a lot of people who despise me. I'm positive. Most of it's based upon jealousy and not understanding what makes Michael run. They never read the proper books to understand what a driven person is all about and where a driven person comes from. But there's a difference between being driven and being ruthless, being driven and being beyond ruthless, like some of the senators and their husbands. They're not ruthless. They're not driven. That's something else. That is a psychosis for wealth and power that goes beyond anything the ordinarily successful person could ever understand. You have to comprehend that there's a difference between being driven and ruthless, between being pushy, brusque, and being an outright criminal and bending the law to your will. And there's very little difference between an outright criminal and those who are criminals working within the law simply because they control the laws that are written. I think you really have to analyze what I just said to you. What's the difference between an outright criminal, a total criminal, and a person who is a criminal in their heart who changes the laws or goes around the laws because they control the laws and therefore doesn't get arrested or doesn't get caught? Tell me the difference between that kind of criminality. There is no difference. They, of course, have no conscience. Most of them are on medication. Most of those people are on medication. They have no conscience. And they are amongst the most dangerous people that have ever lived in the history of the world, and they're amongst us. They are amongst us. We hear them, we see them, and they do great damage to everything around us. I'll pause on that note. I'll be right back.
Savage.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Mm-hmm. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Now here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, Sweet Jack, he's SweetJack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks. He's Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack.
Sweet Jack.
They tell you when the car is going to be ready, and it is ready when they tell you it's going to be ready, so you're not wasting a lot of your time.
Tom from San Francisco found world-class Mercedes service waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ. You can, too.
They deliver the car back to you clean, washed and vacuumed, and it's in better condition than when you dropped it off.
Find out how affordable maintaining your Mercedes-Benz can be. Call 1-800-NEW-BENZ for the service departments at Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco and Mercedes-Benz of Oakland. They'll keep your vehicle running its best at competitive rates without ever compromising quality. Schedule an appointment online at 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com or call 1-800-NEW-BENZ during the final days of their 50th anniversary celebration. And don't miss the Mercedes-Benz winter event going on now.
I've been really happy with the process.
Your Mercedes is waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ.
There are a lot of great-looking new cars for sale now. And if you're thinking about buying one, it probably means you want to get rid of that not-so-great-looking old car cluttering up your garage or squatting at the curb. Don't go through one ad heck. Go to the phone and dial 800-321-3023. 7 days a week, live operators are available to help you donate your old car to the Cancer Fund of America. We do all the DMV and smog paperwork. We even pick up your car, running or not in most cases. What could be easier? And you'll be eligible for a charitable tax deduction besides having the satisfaction of knowing that your old wheels are helping the Cancer Fund help thousands of people. So call 800-321-3023. That's 800-321-3023. We take cars, vans, trucks, RVs, and Batmobiles. 800-321-3023. And thanks from all of us at the Cancer Fund of America.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Yeah. There's a brewing civil war in the United States of America. The 47% of Americans who get unemployment benefits, Social Security, disability checks, Medicare, Medicaid, government student loans, represent one side of the equation. And then you have the other side who believe in a free market system. And then the other side, as I mentioned, want something from the government. This can't go on forever. It can't go on, and I'm not going to talk about it. You know where this is going. And the nation cannot survive under the present administration's policies. It can't. We are in worse shape fiscally than Greece. Ask any analyst. We have a worse income versus debt ratio than Greece does. And the only reason we haven't gone under is because we have a large military. And we have borrowers such as China that can't afford to see their principal client, in essence, go under. Where would they sell their garbage? Who would China sell their garbage if we went bank, if the nation was allowed to go bankrupt? So this can only end badly when you have a man like Ludwig, King Ludwig II of Bavaria running America. You have to research King Ludwig II to know what I'm talking about. You'll see why I'm quite concerned. And also that's why tonight I spent some time talking about The True Believer by Eric Hoffer. I don't believe that the mass movement that Obama has created amongst this 47% of leeches believes is going to be honorable. I don't think he's that honorable because I don't think Obama honors mankind. I think he honors himself. That's the problem. He's not a man who honors mankind so far as I can tell. I believe that this president of ours honors himself, not mankind. All right, let me take some callers here. There's so much more that I haven't gotten to, and I love my new segment in the second hour and the halfway point of the newspapers. See, even the Shark Fin article that I just read you is something worth talking about, particularly my particular take on it, because I'm an animal rights activist giving money to funds that protect elephants from the vermin who kill them, shooting whole herds in Zimbabwe in helicopters with machine guns, leaving them to die as they cut their tusks off them, to sell them to throwbacks in China mainly, who want to display, like the bourgeois of yesteryear, their ivory collection. To me, I would arrest anyone who buys ivory. Anyone who buys new ivory, I would put him in jail for 10 years and seize their assets and make them pay for a new elephant herd. But then again, I don't work for the corrupt UN. They do nothing. They talk a lot, but they do nothing. Stephanie in Hawaii on the Savage Nation, go ahead, please.
I am so sick and tired of all the other talk show hosts, I just can't take it anymore. You're the only one that I turn to for any kind of information. I already can predict what they're going to say.
Well, look, I would like to bash them along with you, but there's no point to it. It's a big world, and it's a long day, and there's room for everyone. Let's put it to you that way. And every talk show host attracts his own audience. At the end of the day, everybody gets the audience they deserve. I have always gotten the most educated audiences in talk radio. I know that from the data. You'll hear the hysterics say otherwise. It's not true. You know, I just got an analysis of the people who go to my website, and the education level is amongst the highest amongst people who go to websites, and the income level is very high. People were shocked by it. It's the same in my listeners of my radio show.
Yes, sir. Can I tell you the turning point?
Yes.
It was after the election when we kept on hearing all the other, when I was listening to all of the talk shows, all the Rasmussen, they said that Romney was ahead, this and that. And then when he lost, I was just so devastated. And then I turned to the radio to get my information, and you were the only one that nailed it, the illegal vote. They weren't, you know.
Yeah, no one's talking about the fact that Obama stole the election with the illegal aliens who he granted amnesty to 6 months before the election. No one would say it. But it's obvious to me that the 3 million differential between him and Romney, who didn't even want to run, was based strictly upon what I predicted in trickle-down tyranny, which was the illegal aliens that he granted amnesty to. That was the differential, number one and the most important factor, and he should have been impeached for it right after the election. But we don't have an opposition party. We have Mr. whatever I call him. It's frightening that they wouldn't even say the illegal alien, and you know why? Because they have the same need for the same illegal vote. They're afraid to say one word to the Hispanic lobby. Do you understand that? The lobby for the illegal Hispanics is perhaps the most powerful lobby in America right now.
And I'm a daughter of an immigrant. My mom was from South America, and she gets so outraged because her parents sold their farm so she can come to the United States to get surgery on her eyes. And then she hears about all this stuff through your radio. I turned her on to you. About them getting free health care and all this, and she just...
Well, that's right. Your mother should not have sold her farm. She just should have waited for the Messiah to arrive, and then she could have gotten it for free. All right, Stephanie, I appreciate your listenership. It's heartbreaking, but there's no point in harping on the heartbreak, or else we'll become like Heartbreak Hotel, which would be a good song to hear right now if we could find it. You know, I'm looking at the books I've written in the last few years, Abuse of Power, Trickle Up Poverty, Trickle Down Tyranny, Train Tracks. You know, I've written too many books. They did very well. I'm not right. I'm going to tell you right up front. I have a novel coming out next month called A Time for War, which is Jack Hatfield's next adventure, which is going to be incredible. It'll do very well. It's a great adventure book. Then I have one more. I'm not writing any more books. I think that's it. I am through. These two novels are going to be it. I have a number of reasons for it. I think I've said everything I ever wanted to say and then some. Now, there are some unpublished manuscripts that I have in my archives that I found that are, I think, worth publishing. I may self-publish them one of these days, but I'm just telling you right now I'm giving up writing. It's not that I'm defeated by anything. There's nothing more for me to say. In other words, if Eric Hoffa could write one book called A True Believer and make his points so well in that one book, and I'm still quoting it so many years later, I believe that trickle-down tyranny, trickle-up poverty by themselves are so darn good, they have so much great information in them, that they're quotable through time. And that's all I need to do. There's nothing more I need to say. What more do I need to say about what this country has become and what it is going to become than what's already been said? Can you predict one book from a conservative author over the next year that anybody would buy? Can you think of a book? I can guarantee you that, you know, there's a whole industry of book writers out there, and I'm one of them. Can you name anybody's book, anybody who would write a book about politics that you would buy right now after this election? I would say no. I would say that business is over for a long while. There's nothing that anybody cares to read anymore about the damage that Chairman Obama is doing to this country. Nothing. No, unless there's some blockbuster revelation that he personally was found to have. The book's never going to sell. Nobody will buy it. They're fed up. They're sick. They've turned away. They don't want to hear it anymore. So that's why I slowly moved into fiction, such a fiction. It's really nonfiction. I mean, Train Tracks is all nonfiction. It's family stories. But my novels, such as the new one coming out, the Jack Hatfield book, is fiction. Why? Because I think that's where I want to go. I'm just telling you where I'm going with it. A Time for War is going to be an exciting read. I'll start telling you more about it as the month progresses. Those of you who loved Abuse of Power can probably go get a free sample right now on Amazon and take a look at it for yourself. I think it's better than Abuse of Power. Abuse of Power was a big hit right out of the box. The publisher was shocked. The next one's going to be better because the enemy is China, not the Islamist fascist movement. The new enemies are China and what they want to do to this country, and Jack finds out by accident. Yeah, A Time for War, right out of the Bible. It's the Savage Nation, another big hour across America. Be here or be nowhere.
Savage. Ha. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Why do ultra-liberals with massive power and wealth have a desire to seize our guns, while conservatives in general seem to respect and want to own them? What is it about guns that frighten psychotics on the left? I've analyzed this from my own experiences with people over my life, having grown up in New York and liberal people, most of whom were afraid of guns. I realized most of them were unstable. They are highly, highly unstable people, the gun fearers, and they're afraid of having a gun in the house for fear they'll shoot themselves with it or shoot one of their family members. So they then project their own neurosis onto the society as a whole. Now it comes down to Senator Dianne Feinstein, again, a woman who's got massive wealth with her husband, Richard Blum. The left has tried to skewer them as a power couple who do not deserve their wealth, saying that they earned it in some nefarious ways. The left has been publishing it. No one else will pick up on it. The right has given up on looking at Dianne Feinstein. And I believe that her desire to go after the Second Amendment will bring an awful lot of investigation on this woman and her dealings, that her husband's firm has cashed in on one crisis after another, going back to 2009 with the $25 billion in taxpayer money to the governmental agency that just awarded her husband's real estate firm a lucrative contract to sell foreclosed properties. $25 billion steered to the husband on that one. And that was a big story at that time. But there have been many other scandals surrounding Blum and Feinstein. There's the story of Blum Capital Partners. There is the story of many other assets that have increased greatly during her tenure in the Senate. There are many proposals that are directly related to investments, according to some who have written on it. All of these issues should have been front page news in a city with a real newspaper. But the way the country is run today, we all know that the Democrat machine and the newspapers are one and the same. The Democrat machine and the television networks are one and the same. And so scandals that would have been scandals in my day, with senators being let out in handcuffs, are not even talked about. Not even, let alone not investigated, not even talked about. Right now, for example, there's a subway to nowhere being built in San Francisco. A subway to nowhere. It's going to make the big dig in Boston look like child's play when they get through tearing the city apart for the billions of dollars in federal and state money. Not even talked about because we don't even have a newspaper left in this city. And now we come back to the expired assault weapons ban. She's talking about assault weapons when, in fact, there's no such thing. It's a misnomer. Let's listen to clip one of Dianne Feinstein.
What we're trying to do is ban the sale, the manufacture, the transfer, the importation of assault weapons. And it gets quite technical, and I won't go into that right now. Grandfather weapons that people already have, subject those weapons either to licensing or to a trigger lock, and spell out
those grandfathered weapons, which would be over 900 in the bill. So nobody can say, oh, we took their hunting weapon away. Then I'd be able to say, here's your hunting weapon. It's specifically exempted in the bill.
That is so magnanimous of her to give Eddie his little hunting weapon. Isn't that nice of her? Will her private guards have trigger locks on their guns? Will she have a trigger lock on the gun that she allegedly owns with her conceal and carry permit? Now, let's look at this. How about putting a trigger lock on Harvey Weinstein's ability to make movies that romanticize gratuitous murder and death? How about putting a trigger lock on the video game manufacturers who have poisoned the mind of an entire generation? How about putting a trigger lock on the mentally ill? Or how about doing what I said the day of the massacre, the day after the massacre, of putting armed security guards into the schools? Why are liberals opposed to putting armed guards into the schools? Why? And moreover, have you thought about how such a bill would actually be enforced? Have you looked at what's going on in the world under this imposter in the White House? What has been done in the world in the year 2012? Have you seen what this demagogue Obama has done and Hillary has done in the world? Have you seen that the Middle East, the Arab Crescent, has fallen into the hands of Islamic terrorists? Have you come to ask yourself a single question as to why Obama would want to see Islamists rising in Libya, Egypt, and in Syria? Have you asked yourself why good liberals who are against you owning weapons are sending F-16s to Islamists in Egypt? Have you asked yourself any of these questions? Have you asked yourself why Hollywood has not been called on a carpet to stop their pornography and the romanticizing of violence? Have you asked yourself about fiscal issues? Have you asked yourself how taxing the rich will stop the bleeding? There are not enough millionaires and billionaires to change this administration's fifth consecutive $1 trillion plus deficit. He could take away all of the money, that never mind higher taxes. He could take away all of the wealth of all the millionaires and billionaires in the United States of America, and he will not balance the budget because of his inability or unwillingness to stop the spending. So why is he doing massive borrowing? What does he intend to do about this? What is the long-term intent of this massive borrowing? Why does he want to make us as useless as the Greeks? Or the nation of Greece, if you want to put it that way. And by the way, you do know that the EU grandly announced a $130 billion bailout in February of Greece. And what happened after they bailed Greece out with a $130 billion bailout last February? What happened? The year ended with Greece being poorer and more indebted. Why? Have you asked yourself what has to happen? Well, look, I'm not an economist, but I am a homeowner. Can balance a checkbook. Obama's never balanced a checkbook. Obama's never held a job that produced a service or a product that anyone ever bought. Think about what I'm saying to you. He has never held a job that has produced a service or a product that anybody ever needed. He's a classic academic leftist who thinks that by taxing people, he's going to solve the problems of the nation. But let's bring it back to the issues at hand. Why is the president and his minions like Zarina Feinstein, why are they trying to seize our weapons? Why? Can you figure it out? Can you put two and two together? Can you figure out why, as this goes on, people don't understand what's going on who don't understand anything, while those who understand everything know exactly where this is leading? Let me take some of the callers on the Savage Nation. Let's start in Reno, Nevada. Bob, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, I think Dianne Feinstein learned a lot from the last assault weapon ban, because now she's getting very specific about the models of guns, and she wants to register everything first, and then if you get caught with an unregistered one, you end up being a felon. And
Well, let me ask you something. Is she going to have the Crips and the Bloods and the illegal aliens from the Central America who have assault weapons, are they going to be registered as well?
Well, yeah. Oh, of course. You know that's the way she's going to do it. You know.
So she's going to send who into the ghettos to register these weapons amongst the illegal aliens, for example? Who's going into the ghettos to do that?
Ain't going to be you or me.
So what is this woman thinking? By banning these weapons, which people own for one reason, which is to protect themselves, because they fear massive uprising massive uprisings in the country. Who is going to take these weapons away from the gangs in this country? The millions of people in this country who have no right to own a weapon. Who's going to seize their weapons?
Well, that's one of the problems you have.
Well, I think somebody ought to ask that question of Sarina Feinstein. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage. Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer. With 2 locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill, City Arms offers the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. At City Arms, not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or just interested in personal protection, City Arms is your one-stop destination for all your firearms needs. If they don't have it in stock, they'll find it. See why customers have come to rely on City Arms. 2 Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web, city-arms.com. City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Remember that City Arms, located at 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their new location at 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-936-9265. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-936-9265. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-936-9265.
The bill pay shuffle. You just did it. Can't pay this bill. Stall this bill. Pay this bill or else. Shuffling bills, loans, and working overtime are not your answer. Earning more money is. But you have so little time. IncomeAtHome55.com. With a computer and a bit of time and desire, you could be banking serious money from your kitchen table. No home sales parties and no pressure. IncomeAtHome55.com has been helping our listeners for over 10 years. So stop the bill pay shuffle. IncomeAtHome55.com. Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome55.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
So if you get to talk about these topics, what can I say? Tell me what I can say that hasn't been said 1,000 times, that I have not heard 1,000 times, that I haven't already said tonight. And so I want to move on to something else for the moment. You can call the show, 855-400-7282. But as January looms and a new year is upon us, there will be many new things that occur, including for me, many of you who are big fans of my books, such as Train Tracks, Trickle Up Poverty, Trickle Down Tyranny, Liberalism as a Mental Disorder, my many readers out there, you'll be very happy that I have a new novel coming out in January called A Time for War. I think February. Jack Hatfield's second adventure. I'm just mentioning it to you. It's not for sale. But it's intriguing to me that the title, A Time for War, and the topic that I picked for this novel is about a secret cell of Chinese agents in the United States of America. Remember in the first novel, Abuse of Power, it was Islamists who were trying to blow up a monument in San Francisco, the Golden Gate Bridge. And Jack Hatfield stops him from doing it. It was an exciting adventure novel. People were shocked at how well written it was. Publishers Weekly said a thriller for sure to score a bullseye with its target audience. Savage pulls off some neat twists as Hatfield and a handful of amateurs fight to prevent a disaster that certain officials choose to ignore or bet. Very interesting coming from PW. Washington Times loved it. The Free Republic loved it. International thriller. Well, in the second novel, A Time for War, the thriller, the enemies this time are not Islamists amongst us, but the enemy this time are Chinese agents in San Francisco who want to do a dastardly thing to this country. But they're not alone. They are aided and abetted by very powerful industrialists in the electronics industry, based upon some reality that I studied in great detail, some reality of some people who own some major league companies in this country who are more deadly to the nation's survival than any Islamist or Chinese communist could ever be. I've just gotten through talking about my book, Train Tracks, for months. Some of you bought it. It's a book about family stories. It was not my best-selling book. It was probably the poorest-selling of all my books, but it was probably the best book I ever wrote of the personal stories. And that's what art is. It doesn't matter. I mean, people make movies, some of which are personal, and they're better movies than the big commercial blockbusters, and they don't get the audience. It doesn't matter. The movie was made. That's how I feel about Train Tracks. Coming out in January, February, A Time for War by Michael Savage. And I want to read you a few pages because I need to relax. I think you'll enjoy it tonight. It's set in San Francisco. It opens with the crash of a helicopter in Afghanistan where 26 Navy SEALs die. It's based on the reality of all the SEALs that died in a single helicopter crash under Obama's regime as the worst commander-in-chief in American history. Again, not reported to any extent by the media. So it starts with that. And, of course, the man behind it is a Chinese national, Sammy Yang, who has a way to have spooked the electronics of the helicopters. You'll find out in the novel A Time for War. Then later on, the book emerges in San Francisco, my hometown, in North Beach, which I love very much. And I've created two characters, a liberal named Abe Cohen, who was an unrepentant leftist hippie who owned a poster shop that catered to San Francisco's aging flower power population. And opposite him is a character I've created named Doc Mattson. 6'2" with granite eyes and a cowboy hat over his white hair, was one of Jack's oldest and dearest friends. And I set it up so they always argue, so you get the ultra-lib and the ultra-conservative over the same table. They're really friends still. They disagree with everything, but they're friends, right? They share a love of wine. And both of them, even Abe, the old hippie, has a distaste for doctrinaire leftists of the type that run the city today. But they disagree on everything. So they meet at Spumante's restaurant in North Beach, and then they start to talk about various and sundry things. And then they start insulting each other. And then Eddie is there. That's based upon a real poodle named Teddy. Bruno was the restaurant owner. And Bruno's spontaneous combative monologues have made him something of a tourist attraction in the Italian district. So Bruno says, "You hippies, you were moth-eaten 43 years ago when that shirt was new," Bruno said as a waiter brought water. "They were called conscientious objectors in my father's day and cowards in my grandfather's day." Abe remarks, "Your grasp of social movements is matched only by your understanding of how to properly fix a table." Because the table is shaking in the restaurant. And then they're talking about the hippie movement and the hand of Allah and all of that. And they go into who Doc actually is and how they argue. And then they're talking about Joseph McCarthy and the witch hunters, right? And then Jack says, well, they did lose. Remember, Jack is the journalist, Jack Hatfield, who lost his job in television because he was smeared by the press. Along the lines of yours truly, Michael Savage, who was smeared by the press in this country, so I was banned from Britain. So Jack says, "I've had some experience with media who are afraid to take unpopular stands. What's happening today is worse," Doc says. "Chicken hearts are bad, but red diaper doba babies are worse. You listen to the news this morning? A protest about a pipeline from Canada that would create thousands of jobs but might threaten a few wild turkeys? Got as much coverage as a chopper full of SEALs going down in Afghanistan?" "Yeah, I heard the tail end of that this morning," Jack said. "What do you know about it?" "Nothing," Doc shrugged. "No one does. There wasn't even a mayday from the cockpit." "A CEF?" Jack asked. "What's that?" Abe asked. "Catastrophic electronic failure," Doc replies. "That's what it looks like, though there's never been a problem with the Chinooks." There was a moment of respectful silence for the fallen warriors. Then Bruno said, "God bless them. As for the communist media, the protesters, their negativity, their entitlement, this is exactly why this stupid city, the whole country, are bankrupt." Abe Cohen shook his head sadly. "Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, 'The meek shall inherit the earth.'" Bruno says, "Ah, come on, I mean all kinds of bankrupt, financially, mentally, spiritually. I mean these people who think the Bible is embarrassing, is an anachronism. They are unable to respect anything, to have respect. And this infected everyone. Look at how all these people communicate now. They tap on their phones like primitives banging little drums. There is no politeness. You know, I never hear the words, 'excuse me,' here anymore. Everything, everyone is cheap, is tasteless. Clothing stores full of crap from China. Coffee stores, the coffee is undrinkable. It tastes like battery acid. But here I find the strangest part, you know, is a society where mainly women are walking around with plastic bags and they're picking up dog crap. Imagine what this looks like to a Muslim woman fresh off the boat. She comes from a fanatical third world country. She sees us through that slit in her burqa. She watches women bending over picking up dog crap with smiles on their faces. Only in America. Only in your America, Abe. And now excuse me." And this is from A Time for War, a thriller that'll be out in a couple of months or weeks from Michael Savage with Jack Hatfield.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints? It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price, because right now we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745.
great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-946-9745.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Citrus growers in California's Central Valley say they again have escaped with little or no damage after another night of freezing temperatures. Paul Story with California Citrus Mutual says running wind machines and water help farmers to protect their citrus crops. It's going to be another cold night tonight, though. Veteran San Francisco Superior Court Judge Patrick Mahoney announced today he is retiring. Mahoney turned 70 at the end of the month. He was appointed to the trial court in 2000 by Governor Gray Davis after working for 3 decades on complex civil litigation at a private law firm and at the city attorney's office. Traffic eastbound 4 Lone Tree Way in Antioch have it looks like debris. It's in the middle lane, creating a bit of a backup. Stalled cars still working in Mountain View southbound 101 San Antonio Avenue off-ramp, partially blocking that ramp. And northbound 101 Metcalf Road, southern San Jose, looks like a stalled car, 3rd lane from the left. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? The airport Wi-Fi connection last week? The free wireless at your hotel? Or that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? When connecting to Wi-Fi through smartphones and laptops, you could be inviting identity thieves in, potentially handing over everything. Bank accounts, social security numbers, passwords, and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit and take over my bank accounts. LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors for bank account takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes from arming yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or make the quick call today and mention Enroll 60 to get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
What does hope look like? It looks like people with type 1 diabetes, whether diagnosed at 3 or 33, they hope for a future without worry. I'm Mary Tyler Moore, and I have type 1 diabetes too. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is accelerating the crucial research that represents the hope for a cure. With your help, we'll find it. Please call 1-800-533-CURE or go to jdrf.org today.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
There are a lot of great-looking new cars for sale now. And if you're thinking about buying one, it probably means you want to get rid of that not-so-great-looking old car cluttering up your garage or squatting at the curb. Don't go through one ad heck. Go to the phone and dial 800-321-3023. 7 days a week, live operators are available to help you donate your old car to the Cancer Fund of America. We do all the DMV and smog paperwork. We even pick up your car, running or not in most cases. What could be easier? And you'll be eligible for a charitable tax deduction, besides having the satisfaction of knowing that your old wheels are helping the Cancer Fund help thousands of people. So call 800-321-3023. That's 800-321-3023. We take cars, vans, trucks, RVs, and Batmobiles. 800-321-3023. And thanks from all of us at the Cancer Fund of America.
San Francisco has never had it so good. Levin, Savage, together at last. Only on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
When the lights go Daniel J. Mitchell is a top expert on tax reform and supply-side tax policy. Prior to joining Cato, Mitchell was a senior fellow with the Heritage Foundation and an economist for Senator Bob Packwood and the Senate Finance Committee. He also served in the 1988 Bush-Quayle transition team and was director of tax and budget policy for Citizens for a Sound Economy. He You're welcome to the Savage Nation. Can you explain to my audience why this deal will actually hurt the middle class?
The politicians got through Obama's big trophy, a class warfare tax increase that's going to slow down the economy by making it less possible for businesses to create jobs, for investors to put their money at risk. We're making America more like Western Europe. And because we're not dealing with the real underlying problem of too much government spending, I'm worried that this is not going to be good news.
What will the immediate effect on investors and small business owners be?
Well, I suppose we should look at the glass as being one-fifth full, because at least this issue is now out of the way. Investors, entrepreneurs, small business owners now see and know what they're going to have to deal with next year. And that certainty, that knowledge of what the actual situation is, may actually allow them to begin to do things that they were holding off on. But in the long run, and the long run could be only a couple of months down the road in this case, it's going to be more punitive in terms of the tax treatment of a small business income, and presumably that's going to lead to less investment, less job creation, and a slightly slower rate of growth. And let's not forget, even a tiny difference in economic growth, say of one-tenth of 1%, can make a big difference by the time you're 10 or 20 years down the road.
Look, let's be clear. Is the fiscal mess we're in now because of G.W. Bush, or do you think the blame now falls squarely on Obama's feet? I mean, he's been in power 4 years.
In some sense, you could say this is the final revenge of George W. Bush. He was a big spender, lots of regulations, all sorts of things like that. But at least he gave us a tax cut. But he gave us a tax cut with an expiration date. And Obama was able to use that as a club to, in effect, threaten Republicans. Either you go along with my class warfare increase, or I'm going to let everyone's taxes go up as part of the fiscal cliff. And so Obama basically won the fight, but he started out, he was dealt a hand with four aces in it. So I don't really blame Republicans in the House for acquiescing. They really didn't have a choice. It was a terrible situation. We never should have had temporary tax cuts, but it is what it is.
How long until we're right back where we started, a battle over the debt ceiling?
There are two battles coming up, although they may be combined into one. The debt ceiling, which theoretically we're already bumping up against, but Treasury always has ways of delaying it for a couple of months. And then we also have, at the end of March, government spending authority is expiring. You know, what's called the continuing resolution, the big spending bill for the year, doesn't cover the full fiscal year. So those are two opportunities for fights. And I'm actually suggesting to people on Capitol Hill that they use the continuing resolution as a line in the sand telling Obama that we're not going to give you more spending authority for the rest of the fiscal year unless you agree to at least modestly restrain the growth and the burden of government spending.
These tax rates are said to be permanent. Why is that so important to the future of this fight?
Well, it means that I suppose this is a bit of good news. It means that Obama cannot use the future expiration of any of these tax cuts as another club to extort more government, more spending, more regulations, or more class warfare tax increases. So this has been a defeat. But perhaps the way to look at it from the perspective of those of us who believe in limited constitutional government, it's a defeat that represents a strategic withdrawal. We're now, I think, in a stronger position to hopefully resist some of the additional encroachments that the president plans for our free market economy, or at least what's left of it.
Thanks for being with us on the Savage Nation. Play the clip.
You're in the right place. I mean, if you're born in this country, you know, you're one of the luckiest individuals in the world. And go back to 1776, and what we have works. Well, I bought control of it in 1965. They were reasonable times. Yeah. But I actually bought my first stock in 1942, and it was in the spring. And we've been, after Pearl Harbor, we were getting clobbered every place. You know, we had Corregidor and the Death March at Bataan. And
you took a chance.
It was a great time to buy a stock.
Do you believe one word any of these liars say, these tools of the Democrat machine, the Tammany Hall of today? How can you idiots believe a word of it? What is wrong with you? What part of stupid don't you get? Leon DiCaprio is a good actor and a big liar. Global warming, him and the others. You believe a word that they say? Now, the same is with Warren Buffett. Pay your fair share, says Warren Buffett. Well, Warren Buffett buys a newspaper that's 143 years old, the Manassas News and Messenger. He buys this newspaper. It's 143 years old, and he fires 72 people. He threw them out. Threw them out of work. And people say, well, why would he buy a newspaper and then close it down? I'll tell you why, because I read about it when he made a decision to buy newspapers about 6 months ago. He said newspapers were a bad investment, then he went ahead and bought them. Any newspaper that was critical of him, he bought and closed down. It's a dictatorship, you fools. You don't understand any of this. He bought the newspaper and put it out of business because they were critical of him. The only newspapers that would dare look at Warren Buffett and call him what he is, he bought and put out of business. So him and Soros together have basically killed the media in this country.
America has to bite the bullet of what these incidents mean to our people, to our nation, and our nation's standing in the world. When you have someone walking in and slaying in the most brutal way six-year-olds, something is really wrong. This is one effort, and there are other things we should do to try to put weapons under some kind of appropriate authority.
Well, perhaps your husband, Dick Blum, Dianne Feinstein, could be the authority. After all, he's an authority on shopping carts at airports and deals in China, subways to nowhere, and contracting in Iraq. And so Feinstein wants an appropriate authority for the Second Amendment. No doubt in her own family she will find the solution. So I'm looking ahead in 2013, and I see that the instigator-in-chief has some top priorities for the new Congress. Seizing guns, flooding America with illegal aliens, we don't have enough of them now, and of course bankrupting the Treasury even further. Those are the priorities for Obama and the new Tammany Hall that we are facing. So let's, for a moment, before we go on to the callers again, because I have to do this at least once a week, let's look at how gun control worked, Diane. In 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control along the lines of what you would like to do in the Soviet Union. And from 29 to 53, about 20 million dissidents were rounded up and exterminated, Diane. In Turkey, 1911, they established gun control, Diane, for reasons different than you and Dick would like. And from 1915 to 1917, 1.5 million Armenians were rounded up and exterminated by the Turkish Muslims. They had no guns to defend themselves. Germany established gun control, Diane, in 1938. And from 1939 to 1945, 13 million Jews and others were rounded up and exterminated because they had no guns to shoot the Gestapo as they came to arrest them, Diane. China established gun control in 1935, Diane. And from 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents were rounded up and exterminated in China, Diane. Guatemala established gun control in 1964, Diane. And from 64 to 81, 100,000 Mayan Indians were rounded up and exterminated. Uganda established gun control in 1970, Diane. From 1971 to 1979, 300,000 Christians without guns were rounded up and exterminated in Uganda. Cambodia established gun control in 1956, Diane. From 1975 to 1977, 1 million educated people with eyeglasses were rounded up and exterminated because they had no guns to defend themselves, Diane. You see, defenseless people rounded up and exterminated because they had no guns in the 20th century because of gun control measures of the type you would like to impose come up to a grand total of 56 million people, about the amount of money made by the average Democrat machinist here in the United States of America per month. We have two open lines, 855-400-7282, 855-407. Thank God the New Year's is behind us, and no one says to me Happy New Year anymore in a Safeway or a checkout, because it throws me off base. If, like, I'm checking out, till you get through, you feel like you're going through a gauntlet between would you give an extra percent to this charity? Do you want to check that? I don't know what to do. I hide my head when I check out in a supermarket today. It's like a gauntlet. And then when they say to you Happy New Year, you have to say Happy New Year back to them. It's very difficult. By the way, your geniuses in Washington boasted that the limitation on taxation will be set at $400,000 with no tax raise, right? Up to $400,000 for a single. But get this, it's only up to $450,000 for a married couple. So what do you think that is? That is your anti-American government penalizing married people and encouraging divorce and encouraging people to remain single. Now, you have to say, do they really want to do that? Yes. You don't understand how this operates. Why would they give a pass to though on a tax increase to $400,000 for a single, but it's only $450 for a married couple, when two singles would have an advantage of up to $800,000 without having a tax increase? It would encourage a couple to get divorced, right? You have to understand that we have a Democrat Party that is cosmopolitan, effeminate, ethnically, sexually, religiously, ideologically deviant against this country. You don't understand the conspiracy, but there's an actual conspiracy against the nuclear family. You could see it in the tax code. You could see it in the schoolrooms. You could see it in the movies. You could see it on the plays. Wherever you turn, it's the same mentality. Anywhere you turn. And the only thing that can save us, well, I don't know, is what. I don't know if there's any one thing that can save us. I have no idea what it might be. I think it's a basic consciousness that can save us. I don't know how people can't see through this imposter and what he's doing.
This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Homeowners, do you have low water pressure in your house? When you flush a toilet, does the person in the shower have to run for cover so they don't get scalded? Or have you or your neighbors had leaks in their pipes? Many people don't realize that these problems are caused by old pipes that are either corroding down to a trickle or just plain springing a leak. Fortunately, this problem can be solved by repiping your home. I'm Jeff Butler of Repipe Specialists. We've helped over 30,000 homeowners just like you by replacing their old corroded pipes with new, high-quality PEX or copper pipes. It only takes us 1 or 2 days to repipe an entire home, plus we patch the walls and give you a lifetime guarantee. And in celebration of 20 years of repiping, right now on approved credit, when you repipe with us, we'll give you 0% interest for an entire year. That's right, a repipe, wall patching, and a lifetime guarantee, all at 0% interest. Just call 800-737-4746. That's 800-REPIPING, 800-737-4746.
You arrive before the security guards and leave after the cleaning crew. You plan your vacation spots around Wi-Fi hotspots. Sunday is your Monday. Yep, you're a business owner. And if you're like most, you've invested your life into your business. Maybe it's time to start investing in you. At Comerica, we've been helping some of America's most successful business owners and leaders harvest their success into a secure future for generations. As the leading bank for business, we understand what it takes to protect, plan, and grow the wealth of business owners. From estate and succession guidance to investment and retirement planning, Comerica's wealth management team is dedicated to helping grow the business of you. To learn more, visit a Comerica Wealth Management Advisor today or call 800-979-0850. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender. Based on commercial and industrial loans as a percentage of total assets. Data provided by Highline Financial LLC, a Thomson Reuters company, June 2011.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, now is the time to act. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and a few months ago, the IRS made significant changes to its offer and compromise program to settle your past due taxes. And since that time, my firm has seen more offers accepted and at significantly reduced dollar amounts. So if you need a fresh start with the IRS, this is it. My firm has over 28 years of experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an offer and compromise for individual or payroll taxes, audit representation, or past due tax returns filed, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve all of their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-T-A-X-E-X-I-T, 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say,
oh, by the way, we really love you guys and
we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
So I've asked you what you would draw if you were a cartoonist to describe what is going on today. There are some excellent cartoonists out there. Unfortunately, most of them are red diaper doper babies with an extreme and extremely biased anti-American viewpoint. Every one of them, if they're published at all, have to show a cosmopolitan, effeminate, ethnically, religiously, sexually, ideologically, left-wing deviancy against America in order to get published. And so we on the conservative side, and I don't like the word conservative because it has a connotation that's not accurate, I would say nationalist, traditionalist side, have no one representing us in the cartoon department. So I put up an ad on my website, michaelsavage.com, asking real cartoonists to apply, and I'm going to try and publish a new cartoon a week. But as an idea person listening to the Savage Nation tonight, I've asked you to call the show and tell me what cartoon would you paint, or draw rather, if you could. I can't. I have no skill whatsoever for drawing. I'm a good visualist, but I'm not an actor. It's like Walt Disney could envision Donald Duck and envision, you know, the characters, like whoever they were, and he could draw them. He was amazing. Okay, we know that. But many of us can do one or the other. We can't do it all. So I'm content to be what I am. I can visualize. I can't enact as an artist at all. I can't visualize music, for example. Yet there are geniuses out there who think in music. I'm not a mathematician. There are people who think in mathematical symbols, if you can believe it. And so forth. And so that's what makes the beauty of the human race. But nevertheless, what would the cartoon be? Also, I've asked the question because I quoted a 93-year-old woman who came to dinner the other night. She was astonishing. The whole thing, 93, she remembered the tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow couplet from Shakespeare, which she learned in a high school in the Bronx 80 years ago, and which was amazing to me. I mean, I wish to God I could have, you know, what can you do? I mean, who can know what, you know, you're going to have tomorrow? But she remembered a high school. They don't even teach Shakespeare anymore. So I asked you, is Shakespeare still relevant? So let's start with the Shakespeare and go on to the cartoons. I'll update you on the news as time goes on. And you will see what's going on little by little. And you realize that America died when the media died. Rick on KSFO Radio in San Francisco, California. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Mike, Happy New Year to you and yours. It's great to be with you and hear you on the radio again. Of course, Shakespeare is relevant.
Okay, good. We have a literate listener. What part of Shakespeare do you think would be relevant to the children, the students of today, the high school level or college level?
Well, let's take Romeo and Juliet, probably the greatest love story ever. And they don't even teach it in the high schools today. And I'm trying to ask myself, why has there been this campaign to wipe out Shakespeare from the high schools and the colleges, Mike?
Well, for one, he's too literate. Two, he is white. And three, he's a male.
Yeah, and he's straight.
There you go. Well, at least we think so.
We don't.
And today they'd want to teach Romeo and Robert rather than Romeo and Juliet.
I think there's a conspiracy to limit your audience because it's a campaign to shut down critical thinking. And you need Shakespeare in order to be able to understand what's going on. And so When they take away Shakespeare, they have to put something in its place. So what do? They substitute deviancy. Like you were saying, it's about critical thinking and cognition.
Yes, they substitute effeminacy, deviancy, and cosmopolitanism, anti-Americanism, if you want to put it in a large catchphrase. But the writers that they substitute are literally semi-literate, if literate at all. You've got people who never went to college, who don't write, don't understand what literature is, who they hold up as laureates in poetry. It's astonishing what passes for poetry. And then Obama invites them to the White House.
Well,
I'd like to challenge anyone listening to this show and show me one third world writer who ever matched To Be or Not to Be. That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against the sea of troubles and by opposing end them. To die, to sleep no more, and by sleep to say we end. The heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. To die, to sleep, perchance to dream. There's the rub, for in that sleep of death what dreams may come. When we have shuffled off this mortal coil, must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time, the oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, the law's delay, the insolence of office, and the spurns that patient merit of the unworthy takes, when he himself might his quietus make with a bare bodkin, who would fardels bear to grunt and sweat under a weary life, but that the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country from whose born no traveler returns, puzzles the will and makes us rather bear those ills we have than fly to others that we know not of. Thus, conscience does make cowards of us all, and thus the native view of resolution. I remembered that from Hamlet from high school. I don't know that I can do this when I'm 93. Tell me who in the third world ever matched that writing, Rick. Do you know of anyone?
No, not a soul, and we just are so happy you're back on the air, Mike. Thank you, and happy New Year.
Thank God I have at least one literate listener. I'm not asking you to all know Shakespeare or that you should be impressed with the fact that you just heard a wonderful piece from Hamlet, the most important soliloquy, I think, in all of his writings, and there are some amazing ones. And you say, well, what relevance does that have? We have important geniuses like those on MSNBC who are so literate. After all, they went to Freddie's Fashion Mart school and poured fuel on the fire where people died. That's the kind of person that you want on MSNBC. Somebody that Jeffrey Immelt would look up to, someone who egged people on as they were burning down a store in Harlem. Now that's the kind of commentator we want in America today. Let's go to the next callers. Greg on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation. Thank you for calling.
My suggestion for your cartoon, it's three.
Yes, sir.
It's the first panel has the shape of North America in it with the 13 colonies right around the time of the establishment of Washington, D.C. as the nation's capital, with three images, small dots representing the White House, the Supreme Court, and the Capitol building. Move forward in the second panel to the era of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, where the country's expanded, its borders further west, and the size of the buildings have expanded, the same three buildings to occupy more of the land. The last panel would be 2013, where from coast to coast, you have crowded over all of the United States of America, the Supreme Court building, the Capitol building, and the White House, because the country's been dominated by the occupants of those three buildings. That's how much power they represent. They've just overwhelmed the land that is the U.S. of A.
Derision is a very powerful tool that we the people have, and we should use it more often on these pompous fools.
Savage.